WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, folks fanatics. Taylor Reed here, your daily dose of stoic wisdom in a world that feels like it's on high-speed warp drive. Ever feel like your brain is more of a pinball machine than a laser-focused weapon? Like you're constantly juggling a dozen things at once, none of them fully getting done. You know that feeling when the to-do list stares back at you with all its demanding weight, and you just want to curl up under a blanket and pretend it doesn't exist? Well, guess what? We've all been there. But here's the stoic secret. We can train our minds to be like those super concentrated athletes, focused, driven, and unstoppable. And trust me, that inner calm is worth more than a million notifications buzzing on your phone. Today's episode is all about mastering focus in this crazy distracted world. Ready to level up? Let's dive in. First things first, accept the chaos. It's like trying to meditate on a roller coaster, tempting, but probably not the best idea. Our world is designed to distract us. Notifications, emails, social media, that one YouTube rabbit hole you swear you'll only dip your toes into. It's a constant barrage. But here's the stoic trick. Accept that this chaos exists. Fighting it head on just leads to more frustration. Instead, view it as part of the landscape and learn to navigate it with intention. Next, make friends with intention. Think of intention like your personal GPS. It guides you toward what truly matters. Before you even touch your phone, ask yourself, what is my one priority for this moment? That could be finishing that report, having a meaningful conversation, or simply taking 5 minutes to breathe and center yourself. Now, time blocking your best friend. Ever heard the phrase, time flies when you're having fun? Yeah, well, sometimes it also flies when you're scrolling through endless content. Time blocking helps us reclaim control by allocating specific chunks of time for different tasks. It's like saying to yourself, okay, from 9 to 10 I'm tackling this project. From 10 to 11 I'm focused on emails. And from 11 to 12, well, let's just say I deserve a coffee break, embrace the power of saying no. Remember that epic story where Odysseus had to resist the sirens? Saying no can feel as challenging, but it's crucial for staying focused. Learn to politely decline commitments that don't align with your priorities. This frees up space in your schedule and mental bandwidth for what truly matters. Finally, reward yourself. You wouldn't run a marathon without stopping for water, right? Our brains need fuel and breaks too. Celebrate small wins, take regular breaks to recharge, and remember that progress is more important than perfection. Let's talk about real life for a second. Picture this. You're trying to write a paper, but every time you sit down, your phone pings with notifications, emails pop up, and that new meme video calls your name. Sound familiar? It's like the universe is conspiring against your focus. But here's how we can turn the tide. First, put your phone on Do Not Disturb mode. You wouldn't leave a house party unattended, right? Your attention deserves the same respect. Next, open that document and dedicate just 15 minutes to writing. That's it. No pressure, just 15 focus minutes. Before you know it, you've made progress and can feel a sense of accomplishment. Boom, focus achieved. So remember, friends, staying focused in this crazy world isn't about becoming a superhuman hermit living off the grid. It's about making conscious choices, setting boundaries, and celebrating small wins along the way. You got this. Remember those 5 key takeaways. Accept the chaos, cultivate intention, time block like a boss, say no with grace, and celebrate your progress. These aren't just words, they're tools to level up your focus game. Go out there and conquer that to-do list, one focus step at a time. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little stoic wisdom in their life. Until tomorrow, keep shining bright, folks.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.